This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Robin is off today. In a few minutes, we will hear from a veteran on this Memorial Day about the friend he is remembering today. But first to Ukraine, where the military launched an airstrike on one of its own airports today in the city of Donetsk in the east. The airport had been taken over by pro-Russian separatists, and the incident comes just a day after Ukraine's elections brought a pro-Western businessman named Petro Poroshenko to power. Reporter Jessica Gallagher just returned from Donetsk. She's in Kiev, the Ukrainian capital, and she joins us now. Jessica, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you were just in Donetsk until Friday. Was there any expectation that there would be this sort of confrontation there?
Honestly, yes. Things have been brewing for, you know, at least 5 or 6 weeks. And there was a lot of heavy fighting just north of Donetsk in Slavyansk. And then south of Donetsk, about 12 miles out, some 500 pro-Russian separatists had attacked a military convoy last week. So things had been heating up. So honestly, it was really not that big of a surprise.
What is the reaction in Kiev?
The reaction in Kiev is a lot of people here are very upset. They say their country is divided, but they also are just shrugging their shoulders saying, you know, what can we do? They want to separate from Ukraine. There's so much turmoil. We had turmoil here in January and February that basically forced pro-Russian leaning President Viktor Yanukovych out of the country. I think the people here in Kiev are a lot more secure that where they are here in this region, it's going to be okay. But they really don't think things in eastern Ukraine are going to get better quickly. And quite frankly, a lot of people in Donetsk and also in nearby Luhansk feel the same way. I talked to so many people who said, you know what, we know this is not going to end quickly. We're expecting years of violence because people do not want to be with what they say is basically a fascist government in Kiev. Now, whether that has to do with the propaganda coming out of Russia or their own feelings, but they really do think that it's not going to end quickly or quietly.
Well, tell us about the future of Ukraine as a whole here, because now following the elections, the new president is Petro Poroshenko, who got almost 54% of the vote. He is a billionaire with a candy fortune. Tell us a little bit about him.
Poroshenko is nicknamed the Chocolate King. Most of the people that I've talked to since being here in Kiev, a lot of people said, you know, that they were going to vote in the elections, but they really didn't feel like there was a great choice. A lot of them said they would vote for Poroshenko because they didn't want Yulia Tymoshenko in office. She was prime minister before. He is very Western-leaning. As you mentioned, he's a billionaire, chocolate magnate. He has admitted that he wants to improve ties with Russia. One thing that's very important to point out is he does have business in Russia. He came out today to say during a press conference that it's important to mend ties with Russia because they're integral in helping to quell the unrest in the east. He's also very pro-Western, as I mentioned. He wants a unified Ukraine. Also, something very important to mention, that during his press conference today, he lashed out at the pro-Russian separatists in the east, saying that Kiev would not negotiate with so-called terrorists, that they were killers, and it's not their job to negotiate with them, and that he said the violence in the east should be quelled within hours, not months, indicating that there would be a heavy push against pro-Russian separatists.
You're saying he lashed out at the pro-Russian separatists in the east, but he is taking a softer tone with Russia, which may explain why President Vladimir Putin seems to have taken a softer tone with Poroshenko.
Absolutely. You know, Putin has not exactly been transparent. You know, when a lot of this started with Crimea several months ago, he said, you know, Russian troops were not there. And then about a month ago, he said, well, you know, they were there. So there's been a lot of back and forth from the Kremlin. One minute, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov will lash out at Ukraine. And then, you know, 4 hours later, Putin will come out with a statement that's a lot less harsh. So Putin said day before yesterday that Moscow would work with a new government in Kiev and that it was important to do so, maintaining that dialogue with the separatists is necessary, which is very different from what Poroshenko was saying, that, you know, there needs to be a push. He does admit that Russia needs to be involved in the talks, but he's taking a much tougher stance. And Moscow is seen as the linchpin to ending the crisis, although they absolutely maintain that they're not stoking dissent in eastern Ukraine, that they're not paying operatives, that this is just the way things are turning out. So Poroshenko definitely pro-Western, but also admitting, and something that seems to be obvious to the West and everyone else, that without Russia, the crisis is not going to end.
Jessica Gallagher, freelance journalist, speaking with us from Kiev, Ukraine. Jessica, thanks so much.
It was my pleasure.